Love one another. Love one another. If we can all learn to love one another, we have learned one of the most important gifts that life can ever give to us. If we can learn to love all of our creation, all of the people, all of the things, all of the circumstances in our creation, we have learned one of the most glorious blessings. We have received one of the most glorious gifts that life could ever give us. To do that demands quite a bit from us. To love one another demands a great deal out of us. Frustration is one of the most inhibiting aspects of loving that we could ever experience. A doctor goes into training, and he may take his internship in the hospital, and he may work long hours, as the nurses work long hours. Now, why are they trained to work long hours? They're trained to work long hours, they're trained to do these things because they want to do the things by rote. They want to do it by the natural attitude of their mind. They want to always give the right advice, always make the right diagnoses of what's going on and what's needed. They want to always know what's right to do and to do it under all circumstances, whether they're tired or whether they are wide awake, whether they are long trained and experienced or whether they are short trained. All of the time, they learn to do it correct. All the time, they learn to do it as they have been taught in their medical training, in their medical school training. No matter what frustration might come upon them, no matter how tired they may be, no matter how bleary they may be of doing what they're doing, they do it right because they have been trained to do this. Now, we say a lot of times trial and error are something important in our life. Well, if we love one another, if we make a try at loving one another, we'll find that it's an impossible task. The task that we have to do first is to love ourselves. And when we can love ourselves, then we can truly love another. But until we love ourselves, under all circumstances, under all the dumb things that we do and all the things that we are training ourselves in and all the things that we would like to be aware of, when we can love ourselves during all of those experiences, then we will truly be one who can love another under all circumstances. And this is important for us to have trained into our being, have trained into our awareness. This trial and error experience of loving regardless, loving at all times, loving with all our heart and all our soul and all our being, and loving completely. Not being loving in oneself is one of the most tragic things that could ever happen in one's life. Not being loving in oneself is a situation where you don't love yourself. You think that you have done things bad. You may have been taught not to love yourself as a child, that this was not a good thing to do. And as you've been taught now, who do you think you are? The white driven snow? Who do you think you are? Mr. Perfection? Who do you think you are? Mr. Wonderful? Who do you think you are? Well, when children act as Mr. Wonderful, when children act as grand and beautiful, adults don't usually knock them for it. They usually praise them in some gentle way so that they won't overdo it, but they will do it beautifully and wonderfully. Not believing in oneself is something that so many children have because they have been trained not to reach out into the genius that they are, into the magical being that they are, into the loving personality that they are. Because they'll be misunderstood, because they'll be followed, and they'll be taken advantage of, and they'll be thought to be a softie. They'll be thought to be insufficient in doing whatever they're doing. We want to go beyond that. When we begin to love one another, we pass beyond that level of being concerned. We pass beyond that level of being worried about believing in oneself. We start to believe in oneself. And what does it take? It takes practice. It takes practice every moment of the day. Now, we don't perhaps have too many opportunities to love others, love one another every moment of the day, but we do have the opportunity to love ourselves every moment of the day. We can practice in loving ourselves, in loving the things we do, and thinking that the things that we're doing are quite imaginable, quite wonderful, quite fantastic, quite beautiful. And as each of these thoughts come into our mind, we realize that there are many kinds of love. There are many kinds of love that are universal and divine in every nature. Love when we give, love when we receive, love when we touch an animal, love when we touch one another, love when we hold one another, love when we care about one another, love when we care about ourselves, love when we realize that this world is a fabulous, wonderful, beautiful world, something more marvelous than we could ever dream about. There are many kinds of love. And as there are many kinds of love, there are many ways in which love can be shown. There are many ways in which love can be revealed. And when love is revealed in any one of its many ways, beautiful things happen. Just consider, every time you can love yourself unconditionally, what a beautiful gift you're giving to yourself and your world. Because whatever you do to yourself, you're doing to your world. So when you can unconditionally love yourself and you can say, I like me, I like me, I like me, I like me. I'm filled with peace and power and joy and happiness. I am the magical word. I am the magical being. You see, you have to say those things which are sometimes contrary to what you have experienced before. And as you say those things, you come to a new awareness of who you are. When you enter into unconditional love, you enter into a state of consciousness that is bliss, a state of consciousness that reaches beyond all levels of love, reaches beyond all levels of consciousness, reaches beyond all. And as it reaches beyond, it becomes that which it reaches to. You and I become the love that we reach for when we practice it. You and I become the joy that we reach for when we practice it. You and I become the divine love when we reach for it and practice it. Now, how do you practice divine love? How can anyone practice divine love? Well, we practice divine love by our mind and our thought. And we say, all is in divine order, all is in divine love, all is in divine peace. I am divine. I am divine. You don't understand what divine means. No one does. You don't understand what peace means. You don't understand what love means. We don't understand these things. But we teach our children to say them even when they don't understand it. We teach ourselves to say it even when we don't understand it. We teach the universe to be enfolded in this attitude, enraptured in this attitude of goodness, even though we don't understand it. We say all is in divine love now. We say my world is divine love revealed right now. We say divine love is all that there is and all that there ever will be. We say divine love is me. Divine love is you. Divine love is all. You don't know what these words mean. You don't know how they mean anything. When your father says to you, child, you are a member of this household and a member of this family. Stand up for the principles that we believe in. Stand up for the things we believe in. Now, a father need not say this to its child, but a father needs to act this in the presence of his child. A father needs to express the unconditional love that it knows, the many kinds of love, the frustration training, the loving one another. The father does this in every avenue of the father's life. The father and the mother, the parents, are the guideposts. They are the symbol. They are the attitude that the children will take under all circumstances. And when a child is loving to another, you can be sure the child is loving in its family. When the child is loving in the world, you can be sure that its parents taught him that, and its parents live it. And whenever the parents fail to follow through on being honest, being loving, being good under all circumstances, the child suffers a bit in wondering, what should I do? What are my values? Are my values one thing for one person and another for another? Or are my values always the same? Will I always love one another? Will I love people even though they are different from me? Even though they seem to have different values from me? Will I love them? And the answer can only be yes. And we say, divine love is what I share with all. Because this is a love that knows no judgment. This is a love that only knows oneness. A love that only knows sharing. A love that only knows giving at all times. This is the absolute love. This is what the absolute philosopher thinks at all times. This is what the divine thinks at all times. This is what God in you and in me is revealing to each of us every moment of our life, that we love one another, but we begin first by loving ourselves. And as we love ourselves, all is in divine love, and all is in divine order, and all is beautiful, because love has made it so. I love you. I love you. I love you.